Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey, sorry guys, that was Blog Talk Radio. Just make sure everything is okay. First of all, it's like I said, it's great to be here. It's great. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what He's doing in my life. I'm excited about what He's doing in your lives. You know, so I appreciate your support. And even during this time, guys, I pray that we will just be cognizant or aware that people are going through things, people are experiencing life, and just pray for people who are going through in this season. You know, pray for all of us. Let's pray for each and every one of us. You know, but it feels so good to be here with you guys tonight. You know, this year I said I want to just do things I haven't done before. So I've been experiencing life. I've visited Play Brothers and family and friends and have seen people, and it's really, really been good. The same ones who've been here throughout this season that I've been through since my mom's, even for my mom's passing. So I did travel. You know, it's good to be here. I'm going to share something, you know, and I hope there's something that will, you know, sometimes we have to revisit these things, even in our lives. So tonight I'm talking about healing from hurt and pain. I know I've talked about it before. I'm going to talk about it again. You know, sometimes, guys, we are going through things. We're dealing with life. We're dealing with life's choices. You know, we're dealing with a whole bunch. But how are we really living? How are we really doing with the things that we've gone through? Those who are IG, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. G. Wright. It's good to be here with you guys tonight. Healing from your hurt and pain. You know, sometimes, guys, we're dealing with things. We're dealing with life's ups and downs. We're dealing with people. We're dealing with people who are going through different types of things. You know, but it feels good to be in this place. So tonight I'm talking about healing from hurt and pain. So I'm pulling out my Bible. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Hope you guys are ready. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving? First of all, I want to give a shout out to one of my best friends. He passed away, but his mother passed away. So just please keep. Well, I don't want to put their names out, but just let's pray for people who've lost loved ones, because this is a terrible time to lose people. Anytime is a terrible time to lose someone. But definitely around the holidays, you know. So this is my second year. This is my second year without my mom for Thanksgiving. No, it is my second year. So she passed right after Thanksgiving in 2021. So time is going by like this, you know. But definitely praying for those who've lost loved ones around this time. It can be rough. And while I'm doing my best to stay focused, it can be rough. And but I'm hanging in there. I'm just keeping God first, really, for real. And taking it day by day, that's really being honest. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, guys, listen, in this season, in any season of your life, when you're dealing with things you have never dealt with before, and you're experiencing things you've never experienced before, sometimes it can be life-altering, and it can be life-changing. No, talking about healing from hurt and pain. How many of you guys know that this is a life, this is a lifestyle. This is not like a, well, I've been healed from hurt and pain, I'm going and can just go ahead and live. No, guess what? It is a, what do you call it? It is a journey. It is a journey. You know, what's going on? I got my auntie, one of my spiritual aunties. This is Auntie Waddles on here. Good evening. Good evening, Auntie Waddles. You know, so guess what? We're healing from hurt and pain. It's a process. It is a daily process to say, you know what, I am going to continue to stay focused and move forward. It's a process. You know, one of the things about it is this, guys, I feel like first you have to recognize that there is a problem. So even before you can say, you know what, I want to move on, I want to start doing things a little better, I want to live better, I want to do better. But if you're saying, what is this situation, what is this thing that's going on deep inside of me? Sometimes, guys, we have to recognize that there's a problem. Sometimes you just have to recognize, you know what, there's a problem. You know, and it's okay to say you're hurting. It's okay to say you're sad. It's okay. The issue comes when we try to act like we don't have an issue and we do have an issue. You know, and really that issue, you know, take that up between you and God. Talk to God. Pray. Ask for his insight. And then if you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. You know, and if you want to talk to someone who doesn't know you, then get a therapist or a counselor and talk to someone. You know, but the thing about it is to get that anxiety, get that depression, get that whatever it is. Sometimes people have seasonal depression. Talk that thing out. Good evening, Preciousness. I got my friend Precious on. What's up, Preciousness? Good evening to my friend Preciousness. You know, sometimes you just have to have someone that you can talk to. Someone you can say, look, I need to talk with you. I'm going through this. I'm done with this. You know, hey, so tonight I'm talking about this, healing from hurt and pain. Healing from hurt and pain. So, you know, one of the things I got to say is, guys, you know, no one likes to be hurt, right? And no one wants to be in pain. And sometimes we do that thing of, are you hurt? Are you in pain? No. You're limping. No. It's like, okay, hey, I look at you. You look like you're going through right now. And it's okay to say you're going through. It is okay to say that you are going through and you're dealing with some stuff. Healing from hurt and pain. How do you heal from it? How do you get over that, guys? You first recognize that there is a problem. Yeah. He said, let go and let God. Yeah, that's right, Preciousness. Let go and let God. Let God do what he's going to do. And then realize there is a problem. There is a situation. See, acting like it does not exist does not mean that it does not exist. It just means that you're not giving it that energy. You're not giving it that focus. But if it's something that's bothering you, really, really bothering you, then you need to really go ahead and address it. Some things in life, you can say, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this person. I'm not going to deal with the situation. I'm done. And you can be done. But if this causes you hurt and it's causing you a problem, then you have to recognize, okay, this is this situation, this thing, this, whatever it is bothering me. You have to be willing to do that. Acting like it does not exist does not mean that it does not exist. You know, you just don't deal with it until you get to a point where you say, you know what, I need to let go and keep on moving forward, you know? Ask yourself, what is the real issue? What is the real issue? I think I was talking about this before. Sometimes we're looking at things that are happening, right, in our lives. And it's not about that situation in front of you. It's about what that situation represents or what it reminds you of. And so sometimes we're going through those different things and we're trying to figure out, you know, Lord, you know, this person may be, no, let's go back to the real root. Let's go to the root of it. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to what started that situation. And sometimes, guys, we are faced with situations that we've always experienced, and then we move to another area, and then we experience the same situation, so we become really upset with this person. Are you really upset because you never really let go and dealt with that first situation, that first offense? But what happens if you don't deal with the guys, it just stays there. It just lingers there, you know? Sometimes you have to peel away the layers and dig deep like an onion. You have to peel back those layers. Peel back. You know, you say, after I dealt with this, well, I guess maybe we need to go a little deeper. And don't be afraid to go deeper. You know, so when you let go and let God, and God is doing that operation, he's doing that spiritual operation when your heart and your mind and your soul, you're saying, okay, God, I'm letting go and I'm letting you move and do what you're going to do in my life. I'm trusting you and I'm believing you because I know I need your help. I know I need your guidance. You know, some people are saying. My Auntie Waddle says, sometimes we refuse to let it go because we've been comfortable in the pain. You know what? If I had my, I had to drop the mic on this. I'd have to drop the mic on that one. Sometimes we refuse to let it go because we become comfortable in the pain. Sometimes, guys, we become so used to chaos that when the chaos no longer exists in our lives, then we're like, what do I do? Because I'm used to chaos. So it has to be some kind of chaos for me to feel normal. And listen, that's not normal. But when we become comfortable being, we become uncomfortable being comfortable. If we become comfortable being uncomfortable, that's a different thing. But when we become comfortable in pain, comfortable in negativity, comfortable in all these different things that are going on, that's the real issue. Why are we so comfortable with it? And why are we afraid to not have that? What is the fear? What is the fear? We have to sometimes get to that question. Preciousness says, but sometimes you need to recognize your own wrong and never be afraid to apologize. Yeah, and it takes a big person. It takes really, really, really honestly takes a big person. What's going on, cuz? I got my cousin on there on IG. What's up, cuz? It takes a big person to actually say, I recognize my wrong. I recognize my wrong, and I apologize. It takes a big person to say, I apologize. I messed up. And sometimes, guys, we make these things to be these big, huge things. When in actuality, just apologize. We have to make it overly grand. We have to make it overly religious. Just apologize. I apologize. You know, for our role in whatever that thing is. You know, so I like what you said with that preciousness. But sometimes you need to recognize your own wrong and never be afraid to apologize. Sometimes we get into that whole thing of, well, I'm this way because that person did this. I'm standing in this pain because that person. No. At some point, you have to take ownership. So if you don't, in order to heal, you got to take ownership. Do you have to be the victim? Do you have to always be the victim? Sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I messed up. Now I apologize. I need to do better. And let's go ahead and heal. You know, take ownership. Be the first person to take a step. You know, Anjawal says, we hide behind past pain to use as an excuse to prevent ourselves from evolving. That's so true. If you talk, I'm hurt, like when I ask people, do you want to change? I've always dealt with this. I've always gone through this. I've done this my entire life. Okay, now are you ready to change? So it's like, do you really want to change? Do we really want to heal from the hurt pain? That's a good question right there. Do we want to heal? Because honestly, when we let go and let God, I'm letting go and letting God, and then God begins to show us ourselves, ugly parts of ourselves that we might not necessarily like. And God says, I'm going to show you. Oh, no, I'm stop. No, but you're asking to go to the next level. Part of that letting go and letting God is allowing God to do the work that he's going to do in us, right? He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. I was in this group years ago, and we had a song, and I'm not going to sing it right now, But they were coming through and listening. They don't know what it is. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. You know, he is faithful. Just ask in my name. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 20 and chapter 30, verse 17, you know I love Jeremiah 29, 11. But going further in the next chapter, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, it reads, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares." This is God. Let me tell you this. God will heal. He will restore you to health, and he will heal your wounds, declares the Lord. He will definitely do that. He will definitely do that. That's a good question, Auntie Wallace asked him. Jesus said, "Ask, will thou be made whole?" Yeah, will you be made whole? Do you want to commit yourself to the process? Commit yourself to work. Now, is it going to be easy? My question for you today is no, it might not be easy. But is it worth it? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. You know, sometimes, guys, you know, one of my play aunts will say this, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Ask God. You have to acknowledge it in order to heal from it. Whatever that it is, you have to be willing to acknowledge it in order to heal from it. It's okay. Are you angry? No. You know, are you sad? No. But then your action is saying, yeah, he's angry. Yeah, he's sad. You know, but sometimes it's like that and sometimes it's not. You know, that's just our own perception of it. But for yourself, as long as you've dealt with it, as long as you know that you have honestly dealt with whatever that thing is and that you dealt with it in God and you have peace, then great. That's good for you. Healing from the hurt and pain. It's not about you proving to anyone else. It's about you knowing within yourself that God has healed you from that hurt or from that pain. I don't have to, you know how some people are like, oh, then you didn't heal from that. Oh, I have. Then you're going to end up going through a verbal back and forth tug of war. I have. I'm over that. And other person, listen, okay, you can believe what you want to believe. I am good. As long as you are good and you know you're good, you know who you are in Christ, that's all that matters. You know, second point tonight, you must deal with the issue. So first you have to recognize that there's a problem. Then you have to deal with it. So I can recognize and say, oh, yeah, I know there's a problem. But when you begin to deal with it, you know, it's like pre-contemplations when you don't know. We talk about stages of change. Pre-contemplation is like when you don't know. Contemplation like, I think I have a problem. Action plan is like, okay, it's time to act. You know, it's time. Time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. You know, it's time to make a change. You know, and it's time to make a change. That's when you get to the action part. The action part. Deal with it. Deal with it in order to heal from it. You got to deal in order to heal. You can't heal if you don't deal. Come on. So listen, state what happened and how that moment or situation affected you. Sometimes, guys, we like to say, you did this, and you know, how about I feel? You talk about those I feel statements. I feel, I felt, I feel. No, state what happened, and then you know, so you got to call out. You got to say what it is. You know, if there's an issue, you want to deal with it. I'm upset because this person did this. I'm upset because that person did that. You know, if you're sad, I'm sad because this happened. I'm sad because state what happened. And then, you know, listen, sometimes you got to do this. Sometimes you had to write it down. Sometimes it's good to write it down. Write down your feelings. You can call it a journal. You can call it a notebook. Whatever you want to do. You know, we even have notes now, so you can even write on your phone and have a note in your phone that you can just go back to. But sometimes it's good to write it out or even to speak with a health professional. I mean, a health, mental health professional. It's okay. It is okay to talk to someone. You know, pray. And then when you're praying, ask the Lord to bring people around you that will speak the truth and honestly, that people who really have your best interest. So make sure when you go to people, you're getting wisdom from them. Make sure they're people that you know who have your best interest at heart. Don't go to people who are secret haters. Now, I say that one of my cousins been like that. Wrote a song about that. You hate it instigating. One of my cousins like, that's come with a different thing. You know, but sometimes, guys, we do have haters. We have instigators who don't mean you any harm. But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys something this. I want to encourage you, most importantly, to face it head on. Whatever it is that you got to face, face it head on. Face it head on. You must do this. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, Hunty Waters, that you're bringing it. Listen, that's the truth, guys. Face it. But know that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. But you've got to do it. You've got to make a decision. You've got to move forward. You've got to make a change. You've got to do something different. And you got to face it. Face it. Face it. You know, and this. Then forgive the person. Forgive the person. I'm not going to just say forgive the person. How about this? Forgive yourself. Because sometimes, guys, we are in the situation that we are in because of us. And then we become upset with other people. We become upset with God. But we are the ones who are at fault. Forgive the person. Not even if it's not the person, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You know, you do that, that's for you and for your mental health. You forgive for your mental health. So you're not holding all that those emotions associated with those things, that you're not reliving it. And sometimes we guys hold on to it. That person did this. That person said that. Then that happened, and then this. We're holding on to all that stuff. How about releasing it? I'm dealing with it. I'm believing the Lord for healing. I'm believing the Lord. I'm forgiving myself for allowing that to happen. I'm forgiving myself for doing that. I forgive that person for doing that. And I wish them the best. Much peace and happiness. You know, tonight we're talking about healing from hurt and pain. What's going on? Talking about healing from hurt and pain, right? First, you have to recognize that there is a problem. Second point, you must deal with the issue. Third point, you must heal. You must heal. And part of that healing is going through the process. Part of that healing is going through the process. Are you willing to go through the process? Are you healed, ready to go through the healing? Think about when you have things and your body is healing from things and cuts and bruises and you have a scab and it begins to reproduce or whatever, and it begins to heal. Your body begins to heal. Guess what? You have to give yourself time to heal. How long is that process? I don't know. That's between you and God. How quickly are you able to let go of whatever it is that you're dealing with? You know, but I think sometimes it comes to making a decision with your mind. It comes to making a decision. The decision to heal. I want to heal. I'm believing you, Lord, to heal. Make the decision to heal, then heal. And then give yourself time and trust the process. You've got to give yourself time. So what's happening in life where We're not giving ourselves time. We expect everything to happen overnight. I'm encouraged when I read some of these stories about people who, they're like, oh, you're the greatest new thing. And someone might say, no, I've been in this music industry for years, you know, waiting for this big break to come. You know, just do what God has called you to do and watch the doors that God will open up for you. But you've got to be willing to heal. If you're not healing, guys, that means you're ministering out of hurt. You're ministering out of pain. Now, do we work through things? Yes. Remember, we do everything based upon our worldview. One of the things my mom always taught me was to reach for the stars. You know, reach for the stars, reach for the stars. So guess what? In my thoughts, it's like, and I might have sometimes where I feel like I'm really, really down, but I remember I can do all things that Christ strengthens me. Greater is he who lives than me than he who lives than the world. I can reach for those stars because I have a purpose. I have a purpose. And sometimes, guys, God allows us to go through some of these things to remind us that he has a purpose for us. He has a purpose. God has a purpose. And we've got to be willing to walk in that purpose. We've got to be willing to do what he's called us to do. And that becomes the question. Are you willing to move forward? Are you willing to do something you've never done before? And that becomes the thing. Are you willing? So my question for you today is, are you willing? Are you willing to move forward? Are you willing to do something different that you've never, ever done? Give yourself time and trust the process. Then work through the pain for you. You've got to be willing to work through the pain for yourself. And I know that this, you know, the weather is crazy out there. And, you know, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to be obedient and do what I feel like I'm supposed to do tonight. So I'm sharing this message to you, for you. Be honest with yourself and about your feelings. Be honest about how you feel. Be honest about how whatever situation you've gone through, how it has made you feel. And, you know, sometimes people will feel a certain way about your decisions you made. And I'm going to tell you this. I was driving on my way to the airport last week, and God was like this. You know, you cannot be offended by people living their lives. Because guess what? You are living your life too. And guess what? There's going to be someone who's going to be offended by something that you do. So I just want to encourage you. Don't be offended because people are living their lives. If you don't see them or talk to them now, guess what? Hopefully you can talk to them at another time. But sometimes people are just doing different things at different times and different places. You know, it is what it is. But don't come bent out of people, out of thing of people living their lives. I need you for this. No. Sometimes, guys, there are some things that you're going to have to walk through by yourself, you and God. You know, and so don't be offended because someone else is living their lives. Someone else is living their life. You, because guess what? You are having to live your life. You're living your life. And guess what? There's going to be someone who's offended because of things that you're doing. You know, and this whole thing about healing, guys, and this whole thing about healing, you know, you must be willing to move beyond the pain. How many of you guys are willing to move beyond the pain? This whole thing about healing from hurts and pain, first, you have to recognize there's a problem. Second, you must deal with the issue. You must heal. Fourth, again, you must be willing to move beyond the pain. How many of you guys are really ready to move beyond the pain? And it goes back to what Ajuana said some minutes ago. What's going on, Trina? Which is basically this. Let me scroll up. You know, sometimes we refuse to let it go because we become comfortable in the pain. So that whole thing, you know, and she didn't know what I was talking about. So as far as moving beyond the pain, you know, are you willing to say, you know what, it might feel different. I'm sure it's going to feel differently when you're not allowing craziness to become a part, to stay a part of your normal everyday life. Like were saying before, some people are so used to chaos that they live in chaos, right? They live in chaos, and that's it. They still live in chaos. Ah! If you want something different, you got to do something different. You know, it is important to move beyond your pain, your hurt, disappointments. It is so good. Why? Why is it good for you to move beyond those things? Because if you don't, you become stuck. You become stuck in a rut. You become stuck in, like, I'm trying to get through this. I'm trying to get through this. Listen, you have to sometimes say, I'm going to move beyond this. Lord, I'm putting this thing in your hands. Lord, I'm really letting go, and I'm letting you. I'm letting go, and I'm letting God. I'm letting you do what you're going to do in my life. You know, when those thoughts, those negative thoughts come, right, counteract that with the word of God and with positive affirmations. You know, so when you're going through this thing and you're saying, let me move beyond the pain, and sometimes that pain will start talking to you, yeah, you're in some pain. But that person over there, they're not in pain, and they're doing X, Y, and Z. No. You know, you have to speak against those things. When we don't speak against those negative thoughts become watered in our spiritual garden. Then we're wondering, why am I feeling so sad? Why am I feeling like this? Oh, because that thought came into your mind, or that person said to you, or you read something. You know, someone, you know, again, people are watering your mental health status, your mental health. They're watering your spiritual garden all the time. So the question is, are you attached to people who are speaking life? Are you attached to people who are pessimists? Are you attached to people who are haters, instigators? You know, who are you attached to, and what are they saying, and what are you allowing to stay? When people say things, okay, I'm sorry, that's your interpretation of me, but that's not my interpretation of myself. So I'm going to be more concerned about my interpretation of myself, not about what someone else says, because that's giving someone else power. In order for you to heal, guys, in order for you to counteract those negativity, sometimes you have to change persons and places and things. You have to let some people go. You know, let it go. Let them go. See, pray to God for strength and direction. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your direction today. Now, that makes a big, big difference, guys. And then remain sensitive to your feelings and thoughts. It is okay to be in tune with your thoughts. And it's okay if you're a man and you say to them, I'm upset because of this. It's okay to say I'm upset. No, I'm good. No, you're not good. I know you're not good because you're kicking the cat. You're cursing this person out, you're doing this. So a lot of things we say, but we really aren't. But it's good when we can remain sensitive to our thoughts, our feelings. I feel. You know, when you said that, that made me feel. Now, guys, the biggest thing I want to tell you guys is this. Heal. Healing takes work. Healing takes action. Healing takes work. Healing takes actions. Healing takes action. Action. You got to do like 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, you've got to do something. Ask God to show you the bigger picture of why you have gone through whatever it is that you've gone through. Sometimes God wants us to remember that we just have to rely on Him and Him only. Sometimes we get into this whole rut thing of, you know, you got this over here, you got that over here. And sometimes you just got to say, no, I'm just going to stay focused and do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to stay focused, do what I'm supposed to do. Lord, show me the bigger picture. Show me the big picture. And then allow the Lord to show you. Allow the Lord to show you. And listen, then be willing to share and help someone who might be experiencing what you have experienced, what you maybe possibly are experiencing. Share. Let people know, listen, you can't get through this because I was there. I was there. Well, you can say, I'm still going through it, but God is keeping me. So what about that, guys? What about that? What about we get into that point saying, be willing to share it and help someone else? If I can help somebody, Be encouraged from the good, happy memories of the past. Be encouraged. So while you're healing from the hurts and pain, it's okay to be encouraged by the things of the past, but you can't live in the past. Let those things serve as reminders that, yeah, I've got through that. Oh, yes, I had some good times. But don't stay there in the past. We've got to be willing to move. We've got to be willing to walk. We've got to be willing to make some decisions. And if we're going to be healed, then be healed. If we're going to allow God to heal us, then allow God to heal us. Now, ultimately, the decision is up to you. It is your decision. It is your decision. It is your decision. But you don't have to stay in bondage to hurt, to pain, and to disappointment. Disappointments. You can be free. So healing from hurt and pain, you can be free. And something happens when you allow yourself to be free. When you allow yourself to be free. So healing when you're hurt and pain. First, you have to recognize that there is a problem. Second, you must deal with the issue. Third, you must heal. Fourth, you must be willing to move beyond the pain. Move beyond the pain, guys. Move beyond the hurt. Like I hear people say, I'm always hurt. Those are the main ones hurting people. I'm always hurt. So you hurt them first so they won't hurt you first. You know, think about things like that. So in order to heal from the hurt, pain, you got to be willing to do those things. And then you just got to just do it. Just heal from the hurt and pain. Allow the Lord to heal you. And go through the process. It might happen overnight. Some things they might happen overnight. Some things it might just be that long, drawn-out process. You just have to take it as it happens. You just have to take that one step at a time and be willing to do that. So tonight, guys, I just want to say I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I appreciate you guys for all the things that you've done, for the prayers, the support. You know, pray for Bishop Carlton Pearson. Pray for him, his soul. Pray for his family. And pray for his loved ones and friends and families. He's definitely been an influence in the body of Christ, you know. And pray for the Butler family. I'm going to say Butler family, pray for them. And, Dan's mom. Dan was like my best friend. He was like my best friend. He was like my brother, you know. And so praying for his mother who passed away suddenly. Pray for the family. And pray for those who are going through that process right now. Their parents are in their final stages of life. Listen, one thing I can tell you guys is to enjoy each moment that you have. Again, this is the second year my mom hasn't been here. And life is not the same. It's not the same. But I'm taking it day by day. I'm just trying to stay focused in this season. I have a lot of things going on and a lot of irons in the fire. But I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. And I'm grateful. So I'm just going to say, guys, be blessed tonight. Be blessed this season. Also, guys, keep people in your thoughts and prayers because people are going through, whether they're sharing it with you, whether they're not. Let's be kind to one another. Let's really, really be kind to one another. I just want to say God bless you. I want to say be encouraged in everything that you say and do. And let's keep moving forward. Heal from the hurt. So I want to encourage you to let us do some soul searching these next few weeks of 2023. As you're approaching the end of 2023 already. Well, we're about to get to Christmas then after that. But let us really, really, really think about that. You know what? But that's what I want to talk about tonight. I just want to say God bless you guys. You know, have a good holiday with your family, friends. Keeping your thoughts and prayers. What's going on? What's going on, man? You know, and just keeping your thoughts and prayers aware. Well, this is not an easy season, not gonna lie. You know, so but I'm taking it day by day. and just be the best, very best version of myself that I can be. But I'm going to say God bless you guys. Again, let's pray for those people during this season. Let's give back. Let's give back love. Let's give back hope. Let's give back joy. Let's love and spread love. Spread love. Spread joy to people. You know, but I just pray God bless you guys. Have a good night. And enjoy your, I might come on Facebook a little bit on Thursday. That is Thanksgiving. So I might come through. If not, I will just see you next Tuesday. God bless you guys. Have a good night. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for coming through and saying, hey, what's up? I appreciate it. You guys have a good one. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate you, man. God bless you. And God bless those who've come through and I didn't know you were here. I really, really do appreciate you guys.